and we welcome you to a brand new week here on this Monday, the 10th day of August in the year of our Lord, 2020, a year that has been interesting to say the least. Well, we have seen very light rain comparative to what we saw last week in the mountains. But boy, the upstate has sure seen quite a bit. In fact, a mean storm went through Spartanburg. It is now over Gaffney. We're not seeing a whole lot in the mountains. There's a little shower out in Franklin and then just west of Highlands and up into the Weaverville area. Just kind of some light rain, nothing real significant. So that's good news. Hopefully you had a good weekend. We saw beautiful sunshine and all both Saturday and Sunday, but Saturday into the evening, 5:30, 6 o'clock or so, we actually got a pretty good downpour and got some significant rain out of that. And then on Sunday, we had that beautiful skies and all, but the rain, not as much, but it came through a couple hours earlier than that did the day before. But other than that, the weekend wasn't too bad here. Hopefully it was good where you were. The weatherman says, though, we could be in for a pretty stormy week as it goes on. Tonight, just isolated showers and thunderstorms before 11, going down to about 64. And then storms and thunderstorms likely tomorrow between 4 and 5 with some patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 83. It's when we get into Wednesday that things start changing a little bit. We see showers and thunderstorms likely. Rain chance goes up to 60% Wednesday, 50% Wednesday night, 70% Thursday, and 50% Thursday night, and then 80% on Friday and Friday night. And Saturday night, and then Sunday, 70% chance of rain and 60% at night. So, yeah, looks like once we get through tomorrow, it's going to become very, very interesting, to say the least. So here we go, batten down the hatches. But we want to say thank you to some folks today, and we'll start with AM 720. The AM signal being sponsored by Rodney and Lachey Hunt in honor of their 24th wedding anniversary. They are thankful to their Lord and Savior for His wondrous love and blessings. They are also thankful for their children, Connor and Lachlan. We would love to say thank you, thank you, thank you to the Hunts today for sponsoring the AM signal today. And we say, hey, congratulations, happy anniversary. 24 years and counting. FM 94.9 and the Anchor Baptist Broadcasting Network, which includes WGCR.net, the preaching, music, and video channels, being sponsored by Gene and Robin Trask in thankfulness for the Lord allowing them to serve Him in Honduras for 10 years. We sure appreciate the Trask today, and at the privilege of having their son in Bible college, and grateful that they are serving the Lord, grateful for 10 years, a decade of serving Him. That is awesome. And they're thankful the Lord allows them to do that. Listen, that's exactly what Paul said. He said, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who hath enabled me. That's a root word in Greek with the ending of the word being dunamis, that He gave me the power and strength. For that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. They say amen. And we sure appreciate the Trask today. Thank you for sponsoring the FM and the network. And we pray God gives you tremendous fruit for your labor there in Honduras. We saw at the, I don't have any observations here today, so I'm not sure what it was. The station, I'll give you what we had here. We were about 61 this morning and got up to a high of about 85 and no recorded rain at this point on today, which I'm kind of surprised by it, because we had some pretty dark clouds and it got kind of just ominous, and then it just maybe 20 minutes at best, and then it just kind of lifted and the sun came back out and things were good to go. So yeah, that was interesting. But we here outside this newsroom have recorded 5.26 inches of rain since August the 1st. So we've had some pretty decent ones. I was trying to remember what it was over the weekend when we had that one Saturday that was so heavy, but it was like almost or right at 2 inches of rain. So yeah, we certainly have had our share here, that's for sure. Well, we had some things that happened over the weekend. First of all, on yesterday, we had the earthquakes. And I've seen pictures of some of the damage and all. And it's not devastation, but you know, there's cracks in roads and cracks in walls. And there's stores where what was on the shelves are all scattered through the floor. And it was, there were three earthquakes before that were at smaller amounts in the 1.8 to 2.0 range. Then the big one came at 8:07 on Sunday morning. And we then had, after that, there were aftershocks that ranged between 1.8 and 2.2. And the last one actually was this morning. I didn't feel a thing. Maybe some of you did. I was saying at swap shop time today that on Sunday, I kind of just detach from news and everything else. And I go to church a lot in the virtual world. So I start at 8 o'clock with the Midway Bible broadcast, which is on WGCR, Brother Ricky Lee, and then Pastor Adcock at 8:30. And then at 10, we join Anchor. And then at the 11 o'clock service, we join our church. And then in the afternoon, I listen to a message out on the West Coast, which is their 11 o'clock slot is 2 o'clock. So that's kind of what I do. Then back to church again at 6 o'clock. So praise the Lord for the virtual world. And I just try to, it's a good way to start the brand new week before you'd start diving back into all the reading and research and things. And but I did not feel or even have any inkling of anything. But I'm telling you, the map, when people report on the USGS map, the Geological Survey, it's plotted. And I'm telling you, there is just an incredible, incredible amount, massive amount across North Carolina, with clusters of big ones in the area, of course, of the epicenter spread out in the triad. And then in the triangle, there's a big cluster. And then in the mountains. But then it was a cluster down in the upstate as well. And then I was just kind of looking, and I didn't go any further. And there may have been more, but I got up to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And there was a mark there that someone had felt it. And way down into southwest Georgia. And there again, it was felt there. So amazing how many people felt it. But I was saying today on Swap Shop, and I heard it once, and then I heard another man who is a professor at a college that studies earthquakes and atmospheric things that change and all that. So I've heard it twice. that when out of the Pacific coast, when you get those 5.1, it disperses because the rock is softer. And so, of course, they have bigger ones. They have bigger magnitudes, which create, and the depth of it, that all that has everything to do with it. But they said that in the hard rock, like we have, where this occurred and throughout, it really shakes and really rattles. And so it'll be felt a whole lot further because that hard rock is, there's no softness to it to dissipate it. I'm kind of amazed at, physics is just something that my mind can't wrap totally around. And when I taught at Lakeland Christian School, my best friend teacher was a math teacher, and he was brilliant in all the math, including physics. And so his senior class, he took up stairs. At that time, there was a couple of classrooms where the stairwell was on the outside, and they put a ball, and they pushed it off, and it would go down the steps and pick up speed. And they were supposed to figure out the formula for that picking up velocity. It is, you know, I'll stick to finance and the calculations of finance, which can get pretty intense at times. So, yeah, but whatever. Physics is interesting. But when something, it's like when someone's in the front seat of a car versus the back seat of the car, there's more time for the energy that hit in the front to disperse. So the more that's out in front of you gives more time for the energy to disperse. So that's kind of the way, and that is my simplification of my brain coming up with that. So but that was the jolt for Sunday for those of you that might have felt it, but certainly up in Sparta and Smyrna. Is it Sparta? I talked myself out of that. I believe it's Sparta. It's in Allegheny County. It's on the Virginia border, and it's at northeast of Boone is where it's at. So, but we've had them here before, just in my time of living here since 91 and all, I don't remember one. In fact, well, if I recall, I believe they said this is the first one of that high in quite a long time. I don't want to say dogmatically what my brain is telling me, but I think they said within 100 years, I think. So anyhow, that was on Sunday. Saturday, the president signed 4 executive orders. Now, he did this to because Congress adjourned and didn't get everything done, to try to get some help and things to people. And then there's, you know, those that say, you know, he can't appropriate money. That's true. We have a constitution, but he's taken it from a different source than that. But it is creating a stir. And let's start with the easier ones to deal with. One was assistance to renters and homeowners. When Congress passed the CARES Act in March, it issued a 120-day temporary eviction moratorium on renters in federal housing assistance programs or those who live in a property with a federally backed mortgage. That expired in July. So this executive order says would encourage federal efforts to help renters and homeowners avoid eviction or foreclosures for failing to make their monthly payments. And he directs his administration to identify the funds to provide temporary assistance. And he then also gave an extension of the student loans. This suspends federal student loan payments and sets the interest rates to 0% through December 31st of this year. Now, obviously, if they defer the payment and you have an interest rate, you're going to add more to it. When you take the interest rate away, then whatever payments that you're not paying, that's what you would owe over the time. It suspends their loan payments, but it's still going to be due when it comes back in. All right. Then we come to the the weekly federal unemployment aid. Now, this one is creating some stir, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. This executive order calls for not $600 a week in supplemental unemployment aid to what they're getting, but $400 per week. Okay. At the end of July, the $600 went away. And that is one of the big divisions. One of the big divisions between trying to get a bill passes. We've got those that want to keep the $600 and those who want to lower it. And there are all kinds of claims, but right here, and as I read and watch local news, there was a story on in the Upstate last week where there were companies trying to hire people, and the people said, not as long as I'm getting this extra $600. So they were having trouble getting people to work. So they wanted to lower it to $200, one went $600. President Trump came in at $400, but it requires the states to pay 25% of that $400. Okay. The federal government would pick up 75%. So in essence, the federal government will pay $300 and the state will then give you the $100. Now, how's he going to pay for that? According to what I've been reading, he would divert $44 billion from FEMA's disaster relief fund to cover that program. And then the extra unemployment help would last until December 6th. Or until the disaster relief fund balance dropped to $25 billion, whichever comes first. So, yeah, kind of an interesting little thing there. So we'll have to see how that works. Now comes the interesting one. And sometimes people will read something and get excited, but not think it all the way through. And already I know that while this is great that for people who need it and all, that we have another whole problem I haven't even talked about yet called a deficit problem. But this is called a payroll tax holiday. And what he wants to do is defer the payroll tax from September the 1st to December 31st, for employees making $100,000 or less a year. Now, that's the taxes that come out of your paychecks. And what it does is it funds Social Security and it funds Medicare, and then it's your federal taxes. And then if you have any local or state, that comes out of your check as well. But right now we're dealing with federal. Here's the thing. You have to repay the federal government once the tax holiday ends. So if you take, let's just take, for example, let's say you gross $750 a week, but you take home after the federal part of taxes $580. Okay. So you got 750 and you're taking home 580. So the difference is the amount of tax you should have paid. And that is going to be money in your pocket. Okay, you with me? It's going to be money in your pocket. And so let me just real quick, because I'm tired and I will make a mistake. So I'm going to do 580, boom. And see what we get here. And $170 a week. Okay. $170 a week. There are 13 weeks in a quarter, doing September, October, November, December. So we're actually into 4 months. Let's just do 14. We'll just do four paychecks a month for right now. So if I take that times four, now you're at $680 that you had extra to spend. But then when it's over and you spend it for what you needed, now you got to pay it back. Okay. That's the problem with that. And I'm just going to tell you the truth. I'd just rather it come out and me be done with it than to have that in my brain that I got to put this aside because I'm going to have to pay it back. So that is the situation with that. And we'll see kind of what happens as time goes on. But, unemployment benefits, the problem there is it can run out very quickly because of how many are on it. And then what this did not do, because he can't do it, it does not give a check to Americans like the last time. Okay. Now they're still talking about it and they're still, I guess, going to come back and try to rehash again. I read one story where because of what the president did, it kind of kick-started people to get back and go back to work to try to get what each wants. But this does not give you a check. And they've talked about this next time. If you remember last time, those of us, and because it went off of 2019 or taxes, I did not get anything for our teenage son who moved out this year. So we're looking at probably, I don't know, somewhere. I think that they're trying to figure out how to make that so those that had that could qualify for it. So the interesting part of all this is, and I guess because I'm a finance person, I think about this, is we are adding not millions and not billions. We're adding trillions in debt. And sometimes, I guess it's my analytical, I'll be real honest, I'm a giver when it comes to the church and the Lord and causes of the Lord. I'm a giver. But from the time I could understand money, and when I was eight, I cut neighbor quarter-acre lots in South Florida in my little block there for $5 a long. And I would put my money in a shoebox. And my dad came by one day just being funny, but I didn't know he was being funny. I took him really seriously. He said, "Hey, you're rich. Let me borrow some money." And I grabbed that box and said, "No, that's my money." I was a tightwad before I got saved. Absolute tightwad. I was a saver. And if I wanted something, I would wait till I could save up the cash for it and still have money left in my stash, because I didn't want to leave it empty. So that's kind of the way I was. I'm not that way now when it comes to the giving and the church, but I'm that way in my budget and try to make sure. And we've done everything we can to try to rein in and tight, not knowing in the time that we're living in. But let me just give you an example. These are things that I do. If you borrowed $100,000 at 3.92% interest for 30 years, okay, you would have a monthly payment of $473 a month for 360 months, 30 years. Okay. Now, you borrowed $100,000. If you went to the end of the mortgage, you would be paying back $170,213. And 3.92% is a low interest rate. You remember back in the days when the interest rate was double digits, you just jump up to 11% and see what happens. Now the payment went to $952. It was 400 and something. Now it's 952. It's doubled. And that $100,000 you borrowed, you're going to pay back $342,836. Now, most people don't keep a home all that time, or they find a way to pay it off early. And by the way, if you just add 25, 50 bucks a month each month, it over time will start lowering it. And by the time you get to a certain point, it'll really lower it. And you can change the whole thing. Now, here's the thing. Right now, interest rates are at the lowest that they have been in a while. And I believe the interest rates dropped last week to 2.8%. Okay, 2.8%. So if you go back and say, okay, not 3.92, but 2.8, all right, now your payment's $411, you'll pay back $147. Can you imagine when you're talking trillions of dollars and putting even at a low interest rate, because right now interest rates are low and they are able to get those low interest rates. Can you imagine just what it takes just to pay the interest part? So we have to be mindful and watchful of all the things that we do. And these are unprecedented times. I got it. These are difficult times. And when you're told you can't work, I get it. But they come up with numbers and then they throw other things in it. I find myself sometimes at night in my dreams yelling like I was the president of the United States. Just send me a clean bill. Just send me a clean bill. Don't put anything in. Just send me a clean bill. This is what we're trying to deal with right here. Just deal with this. I find myself yelling that. But we add so much stuff that it ends up being just kind of a nightmare situation. So, yeah, wow. Anyhow, that's what happened over the weekend. And we'll see what the week brings as we continue to look at what they're trying to do and see if they get back on board, see if there's any kind of compromise between the two. But in the meantime, we'll just keep on keeping on. I do want to bring this to your attention. I got a text this afternoon or this morning from Brother Barton, and there's an opportunity to buy a church building that a congregation is now renting. So they're there, they're renting it, they're using it, but they're renting it. And of course, you know, with you talk about financial inflation through the roof and money being devalued, that's there. That building can be bought in Venezuela in our currency for $6,000. And they would not then have to be renting it anymore. So it is it's something that we are praying about and asking the Lord his will on bringing that in. And boy, I tell you what, you think about what we pay over here, and I've got a picture of it, and it's the outside of the area, and it looks really, really nice. And it'd be a great, great, great blessing. So would you help us pray about that, to be a blessing to our brothers and sisters in the area of Venezuela? I find that the most interesting thing about my becoming a Christian, and back in the day when I did do a lot of traveling, that I, and you could say the same thing too, have never met a stranger that was a Christian. There is just something about the fact that we are blood related. When I was 17. I graduated high school early. And in January of 1974, I think I'm right on that, but it was 74. In January of 1974, I actually left home and drove to Bob Jones University, where I was going to enroll and be a student. A friend of mine and I, we drove from South Florida to Valdosta, Georgia. And it was a Saturday. We had to be there by Monday. The next day was the Lord's Day. And so he said, "Where do you want to go to church?" I said, "The church that I grew up in was Faith Baptist Church down in South Florida." I said, "I found a Faith Baptist church." And so we went there, and I couldn't believe it. It was a rectangular two-story building, just like our church. We drove in on gravel, just like our church. I am really homesick because I love my church, and I enjoyed my time there, and this is going to be different. And we walked in and sat down, and the choir came out, and I must have had a look on my face, because when they sang, I just was, I sang in the choir. The church did not have a pastor. They were, they had a special guest speaker there for that morning service. But a lady came up to me out of the choir after church. She said, "Did we do something wrong? Because you had a strange look on your face when we started singing." I said, "No, I'm homesick." And I told her, you know, Faith Baptist Church, same type building. I sang in the choir. And I said, "When you started singing, I just wanted to go up there and sing." And she asked about our status, what we were doing. We told her, she said, "Look," we told her we were just going to go up to Macon from Valdosta, or maybe a little bit beyond, spend the night again in the hotel and go to church there, and then head in I-85 into Greenville. She said, "You can still make it in plenty of time to be there by 1 o'clock, and don't spend the money." She said, "Come to the house. We'll feed you. You can stay the night. And since you are called to preach, why don't you preach tonight? We don't have anybody coming in." So just like we'd known them all our life. I flew with 50 young people to the Virgin Islands on a missions trip. And we met a man who owns a transportation company where they have a flatbed trucks. And those flatbed trucks carry everybody. And we took two flatbed trucks and the cabs to get our group everywhere we went. He was a Christian. And man, he loved the fellowship. And we became great friends. He was so impressed with our young people when we went at the end of that school year that he surprised the kids. I knew he was coming, but he surprised the kids, and he flew over to Lakeland to be part of their graduation. I'm telling you, there's nothing like the family of God. Nothing like it. Well, let's continue to pray for Pastor Barton as he is healing, and pray that every day gets stronger and able do more and more with less and less pain. Pray for Miss Joanna. I've not heard any update on her today, but just continue to pray. Post-surgery this close, you're still dealing with those things. And then also pray for this building opportunity in Venezuela. We appreciate that. And I really would appreciate your prayers. I said at swap shop time that 20 minutes to 7 my time, I got a phone call from my son who lives in the Pacific time zone. So I knew it was 20 to 4 there. I knew something was wrong. He's made several trips to the emergency room thinking it was his heart. They said no. It turns out he had gallstones, and the gallstones had caused a leakage, and he got pancreatitis. Well, Eastern time today, they took him for surgery, and I waited forever, and I got a text around, an hour ago, where his wife, who can't be there, they're more shut down there. She cannot go at all. And she said, it looked well for surgery. That was a while back. Then about 4:30, spoke to the front desk at the hospital, and they said he's out of surgery and recovery, but still waiting to hear from the doctor. So the whole time we've been here, 6 o'clock almost, 6 to 5 to 4 to 3, 3 o'clock over there, and no word from the doctor. So we're waiting to hear that, but he is out of surgery. And for those of you that prayed from Swap Shop, thank you for doing that. I appreciate it very, very much. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to help us and meet the needs and minister to the needs of people. It's a hurting world, and we have a wonderful Savior. Lord, we thank you for the day. We thank you for the new week. We thank you for all that you're doing. We pray, Lord, that you would be with those who are going through anything financial, spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, that dealing with death. I pray for each and every one. We pray, Lord, for Pastor Barton and his continued recovery, and Miss Joanna and her continued recovery. And we pray about this building in Venezuela to be able to meet that need and see a blessing there. We thank you for all that you do and continue to do in a world that doesn't make sense to us, but makes perfect sense to you. And Lord, we are grateful and thankful beyond belief. And we will praise you and thank you in the greatest name that we've ever spoken out of our lips, the sweetest name we know, Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This is Pastor Walton in for Pastor Barton, praying you have an absolutely wonderful evening.